Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. It's Iceman.
So for our last episode of the year, we are actually pulling one of our favorite episodes that we did this year, just as a little refresher going into 2022. I think this episode was a really good one on how to form good habits, which I think is some. I think all of us could use a refresher on that.
Well, everyone's trying to do the new resolution thing, and so we thought that this was the most apt episode to help you do that.
I mean, I think I even talk about how instead of focusing on resolutions, focus on the habits that get you there. And so I think I said that, but I can't remember. So let's like listen and figure out if I said that or not.
I hope you said that.
I hope I said that too, because that's some good advice. That's some really good advice.
You should have said that.
Oh my God. If I didn't, past me should have said that.
Oofies.
Or maybe
that's
maybe I progressed this year. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
All right. Well, enjoy the episode and Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, everybody. We love you guys.
Welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, buddy.
Who are you today?
It's the Iceman.
Oh, the Iceman's here today.
Yep.
Ah, okay, cool.
How are you?
I thought we were going to get Ace from their old pool shooting days or something.
Ace from the pool shooting days?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe soon.
Oh, okay.
That's what they call
me. Picking it back up?
Well, I don't know about pool. That was a whole different life for me. I don't know if I want to get back into that.
It's funny because I always beat you at pool.
Excuse me?
It's funny because I always beat you.
I let you in the pool a lot.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't do any trick shots or anything.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've never seen you do a trick shot ever in my life.
Well, you have to watch me play pool then.
I have.
Well, you have to watch me play pool and I'm not letting you win.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's because you're playing me. I see. Okay.
I showed Taika my trick shots. Hmm? I showed Taika my trick shots.
Oh, he thought they were cool?
Kid was blown away, actually.
Wow.
He was blown away by every little thing I was doing.
Well, that's cool. Maybe, well, you know, your target audience now.
No, I was doing all my trick shots, is what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
I was letting her loose.
Yeah, in front of a 3-year-old?
Well, you got to keep your secrets where you keep them.
So, you know your demographic.
All right.
It's great.
Tiger's my friend's child, by the way, in case you're new.
Yeah. All right, so today I wanted to talk about habits that we picked up that were good in 2020.
This
I feel
is a
like
great topic.
We always talk about like, you know, what habits to break and how to break habits and how to change habits and blah, blah, blah. But things that were good that we picked up last year in 2020 that we want to keep forever.
Okay. First of all, not to pat myself on the back a little too hard, but my habit of getting toiletries at Costco.
At Costco.
Because had I not done so, we would have not had toilet paper for a 3-month stretch.
That's true.
And I was very emphatic about getting the deals at Costco, getting the big deals at Costco. And that is a habit that she has no right now to ever question again. And she's admitted that.
I was not thrilled that you purchased a huge family pack of toilet paper when we are two people without a lot of storage space.
The toilet paper is so big that even me and Nikki Huggin twice put together isn't as big as this toilet paper stack.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Okay. So, I love it, actually.
Excuse me if I couldn't call an international pandemic, a global pandemic.
Yeah, some of us did.
But
I call it Bitcoin, now I call it
you have one global pandemic, you never let it go.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, I guess you can continue to buy toilet paper from Costco since you only have to buy it like once a year, twice a year. However, I will like to complain that maybe put... possibly, if you could, maybe this year pick up the habit of finishing a toiletry item completely before opening a new one.
So we're just going to roast each other this episode? Oh, interesting.
Steve will not just finish a bottle of something. Like whether it's Tabasco or shampoo or hand soap, he opens a new one when the other one is like just got a little bit left. It's got like maybe a week's worth of product left. And he opens another one, like an inch is at the bottom of the bottle, like enough product that you can use it. And then he opens a new one and he never finishes the old one.
Why?
And they just collect like that.
Do you want to know what's going on?
I do want to know what's going on in your head so we can change it.
I get excited about it that it's new.
Yeah.
I get excited about it that it's new. Even if it's a product I've used for fucking 7 years, I use the same Kroger brand black pepper.
Yeah.
I love it because it's finely ground
already.
But
when the new ones are great. Delayed satisfaction is what you need to work on.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Delayed gratification.
You're not wrong. But here's the thing. At the end of the old pepper, it's more dusty and it's less fine.
Okay.
And so it just fucking pisses me off, actually.
Okay.
But sometimes I'm in scenarios where I would like to have a little puff of pepper, not necessarily a crazy amount.
Uh-huh.
It's very rare. But in those times,
like a puff, what do you mean a puff of pepper?
Little puff of pepper.
What does that mean?
A little tiny puff. Like, no, so.
So you want the dusty one?
The dusty one.
Okay.
Is ideal for those scenarios. Doesn't always happen though.
I see.
Often, I would don't say want it
dust. Never happens.
I would say you're not wrong in that scenario. However, sometimes I'll perhaps get some ham or turkey.
Uh-huh.
Or some tuna.
Yeah.
Like to put a little puff.
You can get powdered pepper. I have powdered pepper. Do you want it?
I've never even heard of it.
It's is this real? Well, it's white pepper.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Send me the link.
No, I have it in the kitchen.
Link it to me.
No, email, I'm not going to link it to you.
Email it to me.
I'm
right
not going to do it. But here's the thing is I can understand preferences. Just throw the other one away then if you don't like
you
it.
Can't or, throw. I came from a hoarder household. Okay, you can't okay, just okay. throw it away.
Can I propose something
until
else?
It's done.
Okay. Second proposition.
Or you hate your money.
Second proposition. Okay. Combine them. It's called marrying. We do it in the restaurant business. You marry the ketchups. You're actually not allowed to do that. It's like against health code, but everybody does that.
They do it in Chuck E. Cheese. You marry everybody, the pizza. You marry does, the yeah, pizza,
exactly.
right? That's what we say officially on the show,
well,
by
like
the way.
We married the salt and peppers. That's legal. Yeah. One of our side jobs at the end of the shift, you're supposed to go to all the tables and you refill the salt and peppers. So what trash. You do is you marry them.
Trash.
And then you refill all the empty bottles.
That one doesn't bother me. The ketchup one, that kind of is weird.
Yeah, that one's the one that's against health code.
Yeah, that's weird.
I only had a few restaurants do it.
Well, who's going to even know? That's the thing. You're
no
the
one,
health inspector.
No one
you're
knows.
Not going to fucking taste the ketchup.
No.
Unless you're some super anal health inspector.
And it's not really getting anyone sick.
Yeah.
Unless your ketchup's like expired. Right. But. I think because bacteria gets along the edge or whatever.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's bad.
But my point is, with the pepper, easy to like combine it. There's a little bit left at the end. You pop open the new one, you pour the old one in, but you don't want that, do you? No. You want that fresh pepper. So throw the old one away. Just throw the old one away. Just throw it away.
Let's talk about all the shit that you do, actually. Are you fucking kidding me right
yours
now?
Yours was not a habit okay. that you picked up that you genuinely wanted to keep. Yours was you bragging.
Let me tell you something.
That you got a gotcha. You got a gotcha.
Okay, my next habit that I do,
okay.
I curl a 50-pound weight. I curl it.
It's just it's a you 50-pound bragging dumbbell.
What? No, it's not. I curl a 50-pound dumbbell because I work out now. I work out now. I'm very happy about it. I'm proud of it.
I got a
weight bench during the pandemic. By the way, those are not easy to come by. Fucking shortages of every weight equipment that exists. Mm. You can't even get dumbbells or nothing. It's crazy out there. So fortunately, because I don't listen to my wife all the time.
What?
Oh, yeah. No, are you ready for
excuse
this?
Excuse me. I was encouraging you to work out.
Excuse me.
Yes, excuse me.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I am ready.
Nikki told me to throw away my dumbbells because I was going to the gym. Because I was going to the gym. Yep. So we go to LA Fitness. I love you so much. You're such a fucking punk and I love you. I would go to LA Fitness all the time. Mm-hmm. And so Nikki's like, okay, well, why do you need these fucking dumbbells, you idiot moron? And I was like, well, what if one day I can't go to the gym and I got to work out from home? And then you're like, preposterous.
That's not how it happened.
That's what I said. That's literally what
I can picture
what other
you saying
excuse could I even make up and pull out of my ass? That no, was no, literally no. it.
I think I complained when all the gyms were shut down and you still weren't using the dumbbells.
No, that's not what happened. Because I was using them right away. This is March. I had worked with my personal trainer. We were doing that program.
Oh, okay.
I was fucking pissed.
Okay. I don't recall this then. Okay. I don't recall. I plead the fifth.
Point being is that for years, Nikki told me to throw away my 50-pound dumbbell, my 35-pound dumbbell.
And yeah.
She's like, you're not using them at home. Well, you go to the gym anyway. Fuck you. And I kept them and it saved me, honestly, probably $800. Because some of those things get marked up like crazy right now.
No, it's great. I really, truly remember it that I was trying to get you to work out at home and you weren't doing it. So I threatened with throwing them out.
I see.
That's how I remember it.
I see. You were using manipulative tactics upon me.
Yes, I was trying to manipulate you into you.
To the gym, though.
No. There was a time where you were complaining about how out of shape you were.
Oh, yeah.
But you were saying how you couldn't go to the gym, but you didn't want to work out at home. So I was like, throw away your dumbbells then. If you're not going to work out at home, like you're not going to use them.
I was just sad then, though.
Yeah, well, so then we actually got to talk out your problems.
Yeah.
And I would actually say that that's a better habit that you've picked up in 2020.
Oh, thank you.
Is that you actually open up and started expressing yourself.
I popped the hood.
Yes, you popped the hood. It's not about the surface thing that's happening.
Yeah.
It's about the underneath thing.
She's very good, by the way, at diagnosing that. I have to say, as much as I can't stand this bitch, she really does diagnose
it. He really can't stand me.
I can't stand this bitch. Everyone knows that.
Okay, cool.
curl a 50 pounder though. Oh, like it's nothing. Like it's great. Like it's, see, like it's hot
here's
water.
Why. Here's why I wanted you to do it. Because every time you start curling that 50 pounder, because it takes a bit to work back up to it.
Yep, gotta get back right? up.
Okay, but once you get there, you're always so happy.
I love
like,
it.
Like you're so proud and happy yep, about yep. it. And so when you're not doing it or when like you can't
you're right.
do it, you haven't touched him in a while.
You're right.
Yeah, you get sad boy.
You're not
and so
wrong.
I'm like, if I could just get him to do it again,
I know.
Then he'll be happy boy.
If I could just manipulate him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes he's
under the shadow of night.
He's mostly stubborn. So if I could just, you
oh,
know,
I'm mostly stubborn.
We're both stubborn.
Yeah.
But I know you're where you're stubborn. Where I'm like, this is
you
not
too.
Manipulation. This is like he just needs to coaxing. Hear it from a different angle.
Yeah.
And then he will. Then he'll realize where his values are.
You got me figured out. I got you figured out. I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know right. what to do with it.
We'll get married. We'll have some kids.
I guess we'll get married.
Kids. We'll have some kids.
We don't have to have kids.
I don't think so.
We
either.
Have four cats.
I'm pretty over it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I didn't realize how like annoying it is to
it's
like,
every
try.
Day, though. Every day, bro. It's every day, bro. Like the Paul.
Oh,
said.
Having a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like once it's out in the world, it's every day.
That's my slogan.
And then you know I don't even mind kids. The every day part, but then they like you do all this work taking care of them, and then they like start having opinions about you.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like,
no, like I,
dude, I did all this shit to like make you survive, and then now you're gonna have an opinion about me.
And the bullshit that
Hell
we all come
no.
up with to criticize our parents sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's ridiculous.
You don't even. Realize how stupid you are until you go to therapy like way later in life yeah. and then you're like, man, I appreciate my parents.
Exactly.
And then by that time they're all old. Mm-hmm. You had to deal with 30 years of your shit.
Yep.
No.
And they still miss you. How?
I don't know.
How is it possible?
I don't know how.
I was on a what do you call it? FaceTime with my parents?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm becoming a parent.
I know.
I'm already saying what do you call it?
The
FaceTime? I was on the Face Home. No, but and my parents were getting all choked up because they hadn't seen me in a fucking year now. And because they were seeing
yeah.
me on the FaceTime thing, and I had called that out.
Please then, don't call it the FaceTime. Just take out the "the."
I say "the" for everything.
Don't say "the."
I know.
That's what makes you sound old.
Okay, sorry.
But my only guess, my only theory, is they hate each other more than they hate you.
That's
so
true.
That's why they miss you.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think all parents have that.
Yeah.
Unique quality.
It's like my husband drives me nuts more than my kids do, so
right.
I'm gonna miss my kids yeah. right now.
I hope we never lose that because I truly like you better than anybody.
Me too.
So can't lose that.
Yeah, we can't lose that.
All right, thank you.
No I mean, so far we got four cats and I like you more than all
Same.
Of them. And that's hard.
It's rare.
I do really
it's
like
rare,
my
by
cats.
The way.
Yeah. Do you have any more little habits that you picked up?
Well, as we go through, well, you know, I don't want to hog
okay.
it.
Okay. I was wondering if you had more things to brag about.
I'm going to fucking hog it.
Okay, mine was I have a few, but like the one that I wanted to bring up that happened recently was the self-love, self-care stuff. But I feel like self-care is such an overused term now. Yeah. Like everyone's like, I got my nails done, self-care. You know, like I'm drinking a 40 of vodka, self-care. You know? Everyone like kind of just conflates the term self-care to whatever activity they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, like fuck my responsibilities, I'm doing this shit
yeah.
and I'm going to call it self-care.
Yeah. Base but, jumping
like,
self-care.
But then you do the thing and then you're empty after. Like you're still like, you're not, you didn't work on yourself. You didn't actually like put time into yourself. And so like really getting to the root of like, what do I need? Like mentally, emotionally, spiritually, like what will nourish the soul?
Yeah.
To find that, I actually used something that I used to use with money, which is I treat my mental health like I treat my cats, like taking care of it like mm-hmm. I take care of a pet.
Really
so
good.
I, when I'm going through something or like when I know I need to relax or something, I go, what do you need right now? Do you need some water? Do you need vitamins? Do you need to go on a walk? Do you need some food? Do you need some sunshine? Like what exactly would make your spirit get more filled rather than like, well, I guess I'll just like go shopping or whatever, you know, like,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
what actually
the stuff you do to numb yourself.
Mm-hmm, like how can I actually nourish you physically, mentally? Like, do you need a nap? Do you need like, and I take care of.
I like treating it like it's a kid.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
yeah like a baby. Like but I kind of third person
you
myself.
You are a baby though in a lot of ways though.
What's weird because I can like be the maternal
Mm-hmm.
and take care of the inner child. I guess that is where the inner child came
mm-hmm.
from.
Mm-hmm.
Is like this idea that you can be both, that you could take care of yourself that way, as if, you know, you're taking care of the child part of you. You know, there's still like a child throwing a tantrum inside of me. I
never thought of it like that.
Even though I am capable as an adult to take care of something maternally, there's still that inner child that's throwing a tantrum inside of me, and I can be both at the same time.
I think that's why I have road rage.
It's definitely why you have road rage.
I have pretty big time road rage out there, folks. And yeah, I think
you don't feel important.
God damn. Yeah, you're right.
Did I nail
it? When you're on the road, you're like,
if this person is just going to cut me off like this,
fuck you, actually.
It's like he's disrespecting you.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
And dude, I am a hothead too. Also, if somebody fucking steps on me, I will fucking.
I know.
Fucking come at you, bro.
I know.
Bro.
It's the scariest shit.
Nonstop, like helicopter fucking destroy you with tomahawk missiles.
I get actually mad because we live in Los Angeles and I'm like, you don't know who people are. There's so many different.
Well, you can kind of tell sometimes, but yeah.
There's so many people in Los Angeles, like people from all kinds of crazy mental backgrounds, all kinds of different states and upbringings, like they, you know, people with guns that shouldn't have guns, you know, there's all kinds of things going on.
To my great credit, I have to say, and once again, I'm not giving myself a lot of credit, but to my great credit, and I think I could use a lot more.
You've been giving yourself a lot of credit this episode.
I could use a lot more.
Okay.
I was at a pharmacy recently.
Yes.
This is yesterday.
Okay.
And I just told the story on JK News, but
okay.
I think it's pretty good for what's going on here.
Okay.
So I'm wearing a sweatshirt that says New York on it.
Yes.
Okay.
You bought it in New York.
I did buy it in New York. I bought it in New York Airport.
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, this guy comes up to me as soon as I walk in the pharmacy, and he's like, "You're not from fucking New York." and I'm like, I mean, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Right? But I immediately, he is very aggressive. He's very emphatic that I'm not from New York.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not from New York. And he's like, why the fuck are you wearing that shit? You're not from New York. I was like, well, I've been to New York. I bought it in New York. And he's like, where are you from in New York, man? I was like, I'm not from New York. He's like, where are you from in New York? And I was like, name a borough. And I was like, Queens? I'm like, I don't even think I've been to Queens, by the way.
No, it's just, you got it from the show King of Queens.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just watching this fucking show with you during New Year's. And so then he's like, man, you never been to Queens? He's like, name a fucking street in Queens. I've never seen you in Queens. Name a street in Queens. And I was like, I don't know. I was there on vacation. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. You've never been to fucking New York.
Why does he care
he
so
fucking,
much?
He was not happy.
That guy's
now,
got
the,
mental
the,
issues.
The peak irony of this entire situation is that I'm wearing this sweatshirt that says New York, and I have an Indianapolis Colts hat.
Yeah.
Indianapolis and New York on one person.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm some kind of man out of water.
You just like to be in different states while being in this state.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But this cat can't put that together. He's just fucking pissed and says New York, and he's like from there and all this shit.
Yeah, his identity issues.
But to my great credit.
Yes.
Perhaps maybe the show deserves a streaming for this. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think so.
We'll see. Well, maybe we don't know who's getting nominated. We know who's going to be nominated for what yet. This could be the episode that
gets
us a streaming.
That's fair. Go ahead.
All right. Just saying.
Can you just say what you get credit for? Jesus.
I did not overreact back.
You
and
don't,
you've seen me do that so many times.
Yes, but if someone's being hilarious, you are able to see the funny.
He wasn't that funny, though, like with his aggressiveness. It's just the text, if you put it on paper, I made it sound way funnier.
Yeah.
But on paper, it was pretty aggressive, and people in the thing were pretty worried.
Okay.
He was fucking mad.
Oh, and you were kind of provoking him.
No, I was like...
You engaged him in conversation.
I mean, yeah, I shouldn't have. Yeah, you're right. Well, I figured I have to go all the way to the pharmacy now, wait in line.
Uh-huh.
And now I got to fucking deal with this guy, so I have to say something back.
No, you don't have to say something back.
I didn't do that good at it, I guess.
That's like this... There's a guy in our complex that he actually, I think, we've determined, I think, has...
something.
Actual, like, psychosis issues. Yeah. And he starts fights... out of nowhere, but he had never before started a fight with us.
He was very cool.
And then all of a sudden, recently, he just randomly decided that he didn't like me because he thinks that he heard a female voice say something that it might be me. And so he just decided he didn't like us anymore. Yes. And so he...
And this is after going from holding the door open, smiling, waving.
He used to love us.
He was cool.
But then all of a sudden, a flip switched. Nice. And I guess his dad told us later that he's off his medications. Yes. So, you know, after he said that, I'm like, okay, this guy has some, you know, something actually wrong. But it's it was hard for Steve to separate.
I can't update
the aggression.
I can't update
out of nowhere happening. So he like will engage and be like, "What'd you say?" It's like, "Honey, let it go."
Like, I'm like, "What the fuck did you say?" I was like, "What's so fucking funny?"
Yeah.
I'm like fucking Joe Pesci in Goodfellas.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, "What's so fucking funny?"
What, I'm funny? How am I funny?
Did I tell a joke?
I'm a fucking entertainer for your amusement.
And it's funny too, because it's because we've lived here now for like 3 years.
Yeah.
I've had only one frame of interaction with this person. It was always pleasant.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden there's this like wrench thrown in where he was very antagonistic with you specifically. Yeah. And so now I see him as enemy mode.
Right.
And so then when that happened, I'm like, enemy mode.
But see, that's what I'm trying to say.
Then I can't update it from what his like, dad told us, which is like, separate. I changed my medication.
And you have to give people the benefit of the doubt when you're in a grocery store or you're on the road, that some of those people have the same psychosis. They're off their meds. They're not on medication. And they don't give a shit who you are. They will shoot you dead.
He didn't think I was from New York, baby. I got to stick up for myself. I had to let him know.
You had to let him know.
I had to let him know I've been there three times.
So far, I haven't heard a good habit you picked up. But okay.
I think I deserve a lot of credit.
I'm glad it's relevant.
I think I deserve a lot of credit.
Okay. So anyway, treating myself like a pet, like where it's just checking in a different way, in a different perspective, that helped a lot more than just being like, what can I do for self-care today? Yeah. You know, it was just like very specific. Did I take my vitamins? Did I eat enough vegetables? What does my body need? What does my mind need? What does my soul need? You know, like, what does it need?
Yeah.
Bodies need food, water, and rest. Minds need to read and consume, like, good thoughts, mm-hmm. you know? And then your soul needs, like, my soul needs something creative. I either need to be making something, like, some sort of... something that I can zone out for like a few hours and just create something that's beautiful. Totally irrelevant to work. Yeah. So that's, I think, a habit that I really like.
It's a strong one.
Another thing that I picked up. Oh, and I mentioned this. This isn't something that I started last year, but I mentioned that I did the same thing with money. You know, if you have a bad relationship with money, if you have this scarcity mindset that there's never enough, and you're very scared and you don't know what to do and you never think that that you're going to get out of this cycle, it can almost become a self-fulfilling prophecy mm-hmm. where you're always in this loop of not having enough money.
And you build anxiety around that topic for yourself.
Yeah, which prevents you from making money.
Up, yep.
Right. So I started to get out of that mindset. I really had, and this came from a lot of books too on mindset and all this stuff, but I really had to look at money a different way. And I've talked about this in a few other episodes, but treating money like you're in a relationship with it. Mm-hmm. So I treat it like it's my partner. Like if Steve left the house, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, he's never coming back. Where is he? Where did he go? I'm never going to have him again. He's never coming back. Oh my God. Because then if he came back and I was like, where did you go? I thought you were never coming back. And I yell at him or whatever. Then he wants to leave again.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people do this with money where they're like, where'd it go? Da, da, da. And then they get some and they're like, well, I'm going to clean on it so hard because they're like, what if you go again and you're never going to come back? And then like, it doesn't want to come back to you.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't want to come back to you because you're too clingy with it. And so you just have to like put more trust, like, the economy, the way the economy works and the way energy works is like, if you think about money right now, it's not really cash. It's like a bunch of digital energy, like electric.
They sure don't treat it like it's real.
Yeah.
And they fucking print more of it and treat it as, like you said, digitized numbers.
It's just flying across your head all day. Like there's money going across your head right now.
The only real money is on the Fed's balance sheets, in my opinion, but yeah.
Yeah, so if you think about it as cash flow needs to flow. Like if it goes out, it's gonna come back and you just give more and you get more and you give more and you make more and then just like treat it more like a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And treating it that way, not being scared, for some reason, like it, you just start to make it easier. Like
right.
It just starts coming easier and you get excited about more of what you're working on than like the money aspect of it. Mm-hmm. How much am I going to get paid for that? You know, you just get excited about what you're working on, like how you're contributing to the world and not so much about like, where's that money going to come from? You know?
Yeah. I like that.
People need money. Everyone needs money. So you can't be thinking money is evil because you need money.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will talk more about some habits. And I'm sure that Steve will say something like, to my great credit. And then you'll find out what
I don't his think great credit is. I don't think I've gotten a lot of credit on this episode, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you know, have you given yourself a lot of great credit?
No, I haven't gotten any. That's what I'm saying.
None. So. Ah, shit. Well, yeah. We got to give you some credit.
Maybe we will when we come back.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back with more habits that we picked up in 2020 that we would like to continue into just being better people and living better lives for ourselves.
Love it.
In 2021. Okay. Did you have another thing that you wanted to give yourself credit for?
So to my great
for?
Credit, I have to say.
To your great credit, yes.
So I used to do the meme that is eat a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner.
It's a meme?
It's a big meme, I think. Mm. Big time, huge time
it's
meme.
News to me.
I think it's a meme.
Okay.
So I was listening to the Joe Rogan podcast. I don't want to plug a rival.
Just plug in a different
Don't want to plug
show?
A rival. Not trying to plug a rival. That's a big time rival, by the way.
Yes, big time rival. They're like our only competitor.
Their chief competitor. Well, they're not our chief competitor, but they're a secondary chief competitor. And they were talking about, they had somebody on and they were talking about like how you don't need to eat like three meals a day. And I was like, yeah, why do we fucking think? Like if you go back into like evolutionary history, and this sounds like a Joe Rogan podcast right now, doesn't it? But you're looking at like the way that the human like was like grazed and like hunted, but like didn't eat all the time. Like the idea that we need to eat three meals a day is like pretty much like a new thing.
Well, if you, as long as you get a really balanced meal in the first meal, sure.
Well,
otherwise
maybe.
your sugar levels are going to crash and then you're going to need to eat it.
I'm not that guy though. I need to wait actually. I do intermittent fasting.
Me too.
Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent. Yes.
Right. With the mint.
Yes. No mint.
Fasting.
Intermittent
fasting.
No, there's no mints.
And then I also eat one meal a day now. I don't know
one?
If you've noticed this, but I do one meal a day.
I did not
notice. I do bigger. It's a bigger boy than I would have done normally.
Okay.
And it's a bigger boy. And I have carbs in it as well, which I used to not do.
Yeah. I could get on board with that as long as you're eating carbs because you get really cranky when it's been too long since you've eaten and you didn't eat carbs.
To my great credit, do I get cranky?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's to your most annoying credit.
I understand.
Yeah, okay.
I get hangry. That's my biggest thing. I get hangry.
Intermittent fasting is something I picked up in 2019 that I carried into 2020, and I love it. I do love
it. Me too.
But that being said, I do eat three meals. I just make sure to space them out at least 4 to 5 hours in between.
Hmm.
So I go 16 hours without eating. And then I eat my breakfast at 12, and then my lunch at 4, and then my dinner at 8.
And she does this to the minute, guys. So
I do because otherwise
it's scary.
It's
and
not
serial killer-y.
It's not a true 16 hours if you eat after 8.
That's true.
And then you know you start eating it at noon. But basically, the whole point of that is so that your body has time. Just like I was talking about self-care, like how you need to reset and like make sure your body's getting what it needs. Your body needs, the digestive system needs to shut down. Like it needs to be able to rest. And if you're eating too close in between meals, it's working overtime, not able to ever shut off because it's got to continuously process. And it gets really tired and it gets really stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
So when I learned more about the digestive process, I had to go to like a registered dietitian. It's called something specific.
I remember a nutritionist.
Like, but it's called a like I forget what it's called, but it's a naturopath or whatever.
You liked it.
So she, it's not just I liked it, but I learned a lot. She broke down like everything, like how your whole body works, like how your gut health actually works. And I had no idea that stress contributed so much and that there was all these different types of stress, like how your your digestive system can be stressed out because you never give it a break. And so the intermittent fasting really helps with that, as well as like making sure you chew each bite. Because
what?
Like if you don't chew enough.
Deliberately chew more?
Yeah, like you should. I guess the recommended is like 32 chews before swallowing, but that gets really mushy. So, but I just being like more in tune with when you're eating rather than being on your phone or watching TV or whatever, like being really in tune with the process of eating will help you to understand when you're exactly full, like when you're actually full and when you're actually like getting enough nourishment and stuff like that. But also balancing everything and making sure you get vitamins and probiotics and all that stuff. But if you were eating like how you used to eat, where it's like no carbs, you're going to crash midday. You definitely do need a meal in between there. But it's all about like, yeah, making sure you're getting all of your vitamins and everything that you need to make your body function.
There's something though I've noticed to like, you know, the one meal a day thing where I have way more energy than I normally have.
Yeah.
And I, like, for example, I haven't had an energy drink today.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
It's a record. And I've done now, this is our second podcast of the day.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I can get behind the one meal a day as long as you're...
It's healthy. It's got the right amount.
And it's balanced. Yeah, exactly.
And it does. I actually think I overdo it on the one meal a day, which I think is me doing it right.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've been doing it. It's been great. Sometimes, like, yeah, maybe I'll have, like, I'll have eaten my one meal and then, you know, you're like, you want to have sushi or Thai food or something. And then I will kind of pare that down or have more leftovers than I would.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been awesome.
That's great. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot. I approve.
Thank you. It was actually, you know what?
To your great credit, you could take that credit.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I finally got some.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, but to COVID's great credit, I had COVID and then coming off of COVID, I had no appetite whatsoever for like 9 days.
It's a great diet.
Or 12 days. Yeah.
Oh my God. Has anyone else tried the COVID diet out there?
Have you guys had the COVID diet yet?
Wow.
You really got to check it out.
You can't smell anything. So it's like, you can't really taste.
You can get it pretty easily too.
Yeah. I mean,
the diet's very widely available.
There's a lot of people that have the hookups.
So just don't be of a certain age. I think it's probably not the best diet for you then.
Oh, right. True. Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
But no, I had no appetite, right? So seriously, I had no appetite coming off of that. And then I was like, wow. Okay. Well, I'll just eat now because I'm a little hungry. Mm-hmm. And then I just kept on building from there.
Yeah. Because you do need a certain amount of food for your body to work.
Right.
But you just, a lot of people overeat. And a lot of people don't give enough time in between meals.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. I love that one. I also think that you've been drinking more water.
I do drink way more water. I'm drinking water right now. Look at this shit. Can you believe this shit?
One thing that I think has made a huge difference that I picked up last year is leaving the room better than I found it.
Yes.
I am not great, like as a second nature thing, good at cleaning or tidying up after myself.
Disaster zone.
And how I did this was making sure, and you've probably heard this before if you've watched any organization video ever, but really making sure that one, I decluttered everything I don't use, and two, making sure everything in that room has a home. So if I take something out, it has a home to go back to. And then making sure I put it back in that's home. I like to personify a lot of things. What?
I was just going to say, a lot of people are going to be calling us out because you just said that. And if they're watching this on YouTube, they're like, why do you have your Christmas tree up still?
Okay. The Christmas tree thing, I can explain it here because we have time. Because
Nikki's saying everything has a home. What the hell, guys?
We have time.
All right.
And I will tell you what. I have never hidden the fact that I love feng shui.
That's right.
And if I have hidden that fact, I didn't mean to.
It's your fault. It's on you.
I'm pretty open about how I like crystals and feng shui and all numerology, all kinds of weird shit like that. But specifically feng shui, I have, since I've had my own apartment, which dates back now 13 years now, I've lived on my own. Ever since I moved out, I read a book called Move Your Stuff, Change Your Life. And it was like just an intro to feng shui. I'm actually going to do a video about this. If you're interested in more, go to my vlog channel, youtube.com/Nikki. I will break all of this down.
She's also going to break down the Eminem album soon.
No, I won't. Oh, yeah, maybe. But like the new one.
I'm plugging it.
Yeah, so in feng shui, there are different elements to your different areas of your house. And certain objects that you place in those areas can bring can highlight what that area represents. Mm-hmm. So, for example, where our Christmas tree is right now is our prosperity corner.
Okay, write that down.
That's money, money, money.
P-E-R-I-T-Y. Money, money,
M-O-N-E-Y.
That's right.
Okay, and that's like not your basic income survival money. That's like extra, mm-hmm. some like
prosperity.
Extra income coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since we put that up, which was mid-November, yes, we did it early because everybody did because it was a pandemic and we just needed it. Like we just needed to.
We had a string of luck.
Ever since we put it, would you call it luck or would you put it strategically placed prosperity corner items?
Okay.
So ever since it's been there, we have not turned the lights off of it. Mm-hmm. The lights have been on the entire time since mid-November.
And we've only added lights to that thing.
And our house has not caught on fire.
Nope.
And ever since the lights have been on and it's a very prosperous tree. It's very grand.
Big boy.
Prosperous events have happened. I would even maybe say that the explosion of Bitcoin had to do with this tree because that's when we put our tree up. When Bitcoin was just starting to explode.
Just saying.
That's when we put the tree up. You're welcome.
And Ethereum.
Out there, if you are listening, you're welcome. Yeah. It's because of our Christmas tree.
Yep.
And so.
That's how it works around here, folks.
So I don't want to put it away until this very last thing that has happened goes all the way into fruition.
1.4 year bull cycle. We'll put it away after that. That's my crypto analysis.
It's actually
10 months.
Mercury retrograde's coming up, so I think we should put it away during Mercury retrograde because we don't want reverse.
When is Mercury retrograde?
It starts January 30th.
Today is the 23rd of January.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll probably take it down for February, and then it's the Chinese New Year too, so like we should take it down.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Probably.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Someone was telling me about some holiday where like people leave their tree up until this holiday in February where everybody eats pancakes and makes candles.
Yeah,
and
what I'm is like, that? I heard about that.
I'm like, pancakes are literally my favorite food.
Why
in
don't
the
we
world,
have this holiday?
And I love candles. It's my holiday.
You got gypped on the holidays.
I know we didn't even get to do Christmas. No. Anyway, don't want to.
President's Day is all about car sales too. Sucks.
Car sales?
Yeah,
it's all about furniture.
It's always furniture and car sales.
Well, yeah, so I did that. That was cool.
I'm not in the market for furniture.
Or yeah, because I bought it all. Okay, so the next one for me is, I said leave the room better than I found it. So
we've both been doing this, by the way.
Yeah, we've both been doing
this.
I was going
to
give you credit, but you don't even let me get there to get to your great credit. You always have to give your own great credits.
I'll wait.
I was going to give it to you. I
take it back. You should.
I just wanted to say to preface how we're both of us are not natural tidy uppers. Mm-hmm. We're just not. But I read a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, I think his name is. And it's a really good book. It's on a lot of top reading lists. But it was so helpful in one, seeing what was working in my life and why. And two, why the things that weren't working weren't catching on. And the number one thing was not having a home for the objects.
Mm-hmm.
Like just not having a
clutter.
Place for them.
Yeah.
And so once I redecorate a room, I don't want any more clutter in that mm-hmm. room because I spent so much time redecorating it. So one, I redecorated all of our rooms. Two, I want to keep all those rooms clean. So I found homes for all of the objects in those rooms. And then now I know where they go. And so now it's just a matter of making sure I leave the room better than I found it.
And you were going to say something about me in there.
And Steve's been doing this as well. So Steve used to, we have a rule that we set up because we never used to make our bed in the beginning of our relationship. And then I got really nice bedding. And I'm like, we have to make our bed now because
there was no point before, by the way.
Yeah, there was no point. Oh, that's another thing is that we don't really clean unless it actually looks good after we clean. Otherwise, we're not motivated. Neither of us are motivated to clean at all. Yeah. So our last apartment was dirty constantly because when we'd clean it, we'd spend all day cleaning it and it would still look dirty. And it was really, it was just demotivating.
It was like somebody poured ballpoint pen ink all over our carpets. So it was like pointless to do anything.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. Yeah. We were like, fuck it.
Yeah.
But now having nice things, you take care of them. Yeah. So the bedding, I got new bedding and we made a rule. Last person out of bed makes the bed.
Great rule.
And a lot of times it's Steve. But it took a while to catch on.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this past year, killing it.
Caught on.
Like it's now second nature for either of us to make the bed if we're the last.
Well, you know what it is too? actually, and I think you're very good at hurting me. You're very good at psychologically training me.
Oh, okay.
And I think you know that. And I think I'm onto your shit, actually. And I think I'm going to be very aware of exactly what's going on, actually, from now going on.
I don't know what's happening.
So.
To my great credit.
To your great credit. Mm-hmm. You know how competitive I am?
Yes.
And I think you set up something with the vlogs where you were showing everybody how shit my bed making skills was.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but here's what sucks about that, though, for me, is that I genuinely was trying my fucking ass off.
I know, I said that in the vlog.
Well, no, I know. But once you called my ass out like that, and I saw how much it pained you.
It did not pain me.
Well.
But it made me go, huh.
That I don't like. That poor soul. I don't want to create that. I don't want to create that. So then I was like, I'm going to fucking nail this fucking stupid shit. I'm going to fucking be the master bed maker.
Yeah.
And I think I actually make a better bed than you. Probably 2/3 of the time.
Wow. He's getting cocky this year. 2021 is the year of the rising Steve.
I started sending her pictures of my bed making.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, hey, bitch, I'll do this shit.
Damn, he really showed me. Like, I'm the loser in this situation.
See what I'm saying? Don't fuck with me.
Dang. Now I just have a really nicely made bed that my husband made.
Fuck with me.
I really lost.
See? But I know you know how competitive I am. And so you were taking advantage of that and you use it to make me make the bed every day. You're good. You're very, very good.
Although I will say, I do know this fact about you, and this came about a different way. So I used to try to get Steve to take pictures of me for Instagram.
Ooh,
and he was
good.
Terrible at it. Bad. He was really bad. Like half the time it wasn't even in focus. I was blinking. Like, and he could not give a half a shit. Like he would take the picture and like be looking at his phone while he's taking the picture on my phone. Like he doesn't give a fuck. Like, and I'm like, this is my life, okay? I need you to document this.
Oh, fuck off.
This is my life. These are memories.
Nobody cares.
These are memories.
They hate you more.
And he was, I really wasn't that serious about it. But I did like want like a decent picture. And then like I could try to edit it nicer. But yeah, I just could not get this guy. Like I would rather have the tree take my photo. If it had a branch sticking out like in the right angle, I would rather have like just anything take a picture than Steve. And he didn't care either. But then we went on this couples retreat with like three other couples. And one of the couples, the husband took really good pictures of his wife. And the wife didn't care. She didn't care about her picture getting taken at all.
You can kind of fast forward on this.
Okay. So, but he took such good pictures. And before this trip, the guys were kind of talking about how they didn't give a shit about taking pictures. And the girls were like, man, we wish our husbands took pictures like your husband. And then we all started like just asking him to take our pictures instead of our own husbands because he was just so much better at it. And he liked to take pictures. Like he was the one that wanted to take pictures. He liked to take the pictures of her. She was like,
the
nah.
oddest thing I've ever seen.
And all the girls were just like, oh my God, it's amazing. Like he's like, just loves it. He's so good. And so we all had him take our pictures. And then that's when Steve's competitive light went off. And he was like, oh, this motherfucker thinks he can take better pictures than me. And he spent the next year. Steve spent the next year perfecting taking Instagram pictures. And now look at my Instagram.
Listen,
go look at my Instagram. Now, that was Steve
most of the time.
Green. Yeah, that's true.
Uncredited most of the time.
I don't credit him.
It's really fucked up.
To your great really non-credit.
trying to get my name out there and all that stuff. So I don't appreciate that. But I have to say something that you don't know.
Yeah.
About this particular story. Do you remember that he was taking your picture? He was taking everyone's pictures that day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Nightfall comes.
Yeah.
He takes no pictures the next day. Remember that?
I don't remember.
We dragged him outside and we fucking jumped him.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, we're like, you take any more of these fucking pictures. Hey, you start fucking up. You take a dive on these next shots. You understand me?
You sound like you think you're from New York.
Well, I just watched Goodfellas like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're not from New York.
I'm from Queens.
Name a borough. Name a street in Queens.
Other than Queens, is Manhattan a borough?
No.
Yeah, good thing I didn't say that.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, no. But yeah, we had him take a dive on the next shot of photos.
I see.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad. Whatever helps you get good at taking pictures.
Because the next day.
Whatever you had to
she
do.
She was pretty upset about those photos, I gotta say.
Yeah, so I know that.
I like to imagine him taking a picture. He's about to take the perfect picture of her, and he looks at us, and he's like.
Okay. And he fucks it up.
He fucks it up. So stupid as shit. And we're all like, hey, man, we'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it's competitive so much as it is your pride, like embarrassment?
It's both. What do you mean it's not competitive?
Okay, because it's...
What is that if not competition?
So, well, like, well, with the bed making, who are you competing with? Me? I mean, I'm the one setting the rules.
I'm competing with this vision of me that you have created.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Okay. So the vision, that could be more considered competitive. I'm thinking of times where I'm like,
I will be better than you at bed making.
I'm like, can you clean your office? He doesn't clean his office. Can you clean your office? He doesn't clean his office. Can you clean nothing? Getting nowhere. Then I'm like, it's really unsexy when you don't clean your office. Holy shit, a flip switch. He starts throwing shit out of his office.
Yep, he starts organizing the whole thing. Yep.
You just have to, it's a matter of finding the right
button. Manipulate me with.
Not to manipulate. To cooperate.
All right.
Yeah. But you do the same shit.
Do whatever you want, whenever you need it, whatever you say. You fucking. You're upstairs.
You're manipulating me so I won't leave ever.
You're upstairs. You need anything.
He's out there giving me love.
I got a kitty. I need you to come get me anything. Have I ever complained one time?
No.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I'm in competition with that guy always. Always.
That's amazing.
I beat him constantly.
I just feel like it's really manipulative how much you love me. It's just really manipulative that you're making me only love you like forever because I have basically no choice with my emotions.
I will prove it even harder today.
Using my love languages, you know exactly like what makes me feel loved and then you just do it. Like, so manipulative.
Just wait till you see the $300 bill on Valentine's Day.
Please no.
That's the best thing is you're like, don't buy anything for me. Don't do it.
I buy too much stuff for myself.
That's true.
It's for us though. It's upping the value of our home.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any other little habits you picked
up? No, this is great.
Okay. Another thing I did at the end of last year was taking all the like little stressful things off my plate. Like all those little things that just like irritate me. I started taking note of like what irritates me like throughout the day, like just the little things.
Yeah.
Like what am I like just irritated about? And I just took them off.
Cool.
I was like, bye.
I like that.
I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to deal with it. Even like certain thoughts, you know how you get like stuck in a thought wheel?
Yeah, all the time.
Like repetitive thoughts keep coming up. And then you're having an argument in your head with someone that you didn't, it's not a real argument.
Yep.
Like you're just like arguing with people that don't exist.
Yep.
I just took those off.
That's good.
Bye. We're not doing it. No.
How did you take them off?
I just now tell myself, oh, this isn't real.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
And then I move on with whatever I'm doing. I also wake up thinking about one thing I'm excited about for the day, like that I really want to do, that I'm like really excited about, whether that's like making a candle or editing a video or putting up a new art piece or whatever it is, like some stupid little random thing that fills me with joy, watering my plants, propagating a plant. Like
ordering a filing cabinet, you're really exciting.
Yeah, filing papers, getting organized, organizing the closet, whatever it is. There's one thing that I'm like so excited about for that day. And anytime I get caught up in like something that irritates me, I just switch it to the thing I'm excited about. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have time to think about this. We're going to get this done so we can go do the exciting thing. I save it as a treat.
I like it.
Yeah. So it's been helping.
That's really good.
I also just put way too much on my plate. So I'm trying to simplify in general. Like, I've been watching a lot of minimalist videos. Not that I'm ever going to be a minimalist. I just can't. It's not in my nature. There's no way I could ever be a minimalist.
Also, not to call you out, but literally last night, you were just trying to pitch me this whole different thing that you wanted to start doing.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't do it, though.
I know, but this is so fucking funny.
I'm trying to check.
I'm trying to do this, but then last night, I come home from JK News, and she's like, babe, I'm going to do this thing. I'm so excited about it. I watched these 7-9 hour videos today, and I'm going to start doing this fucking new thing.
I might still do it.
I know you might.
I'm trying to check myself, though.
Okay.
Is this something that's going to add a lot of value to my life? Or will it end up creating more stress than value? I try to really check myself. And then I ended up saying no to the thing last night. I get excited really easily.
I don't know how anyone can listen to this podcast and not be completely in love with you.
I didn't think you were going to say that.
I just think you're the fucking best.
Aw.
That's all.
I thought you had a face like you were going to say something negative.
I'll roast you soon.
Okay. Yeah. Because I really want to get got.
Sorry.
Well, that was like pretty much.
Oh, that's the whole show.
That was my list. Because I didn't. I mean, I can't pick up 1,000 habits in a year.
Yeah, you can.
Like those are the three main ones: the self-care, self-love, it's the good. Taking the stress off, and the leaving the room better than I found it.
It's really good.
And also just making the room look aesthetically pleasing to me. I'm a very big environment person.
Yeah.
I realize. The more you discover about yourself, the more you can understand like what things fuel you, like give you more energy, and what things drain your energy.
I like the whole like keeping shit clean because there's places to put shit now. And it actually looks good when we put shit away. Like before, it didn't look that good when we put shit away. So we're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, there was just too much stuff. There was too many things on this table. There
even
was
the kitchen, like all the appliances and shit.
Yeah, there was too much stuff.
All that. It was pointless to clean it because it still looks cluttered.
Yeah.
And so if you can fix that, you really will be like, oh my God. And Nikki described it to me, and this is so perfect. When you walk into like an Airbnb and you're like, ah, it's like all like fucking cleaned out and nice.
Just
like,
looks
why can't your house be like that
clutter
sometimes?
Clutter-free.
I think that's a good pitch.
Yeah, I always try to think about like, does my house look like an Airbnb right now?
I think that's a good pitch.
If I was staying here on a vacation, mm-hmm. would I be like, yeah, I could relax here?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. 4 kitties. Cool. Wow.
That's a bonus to me.
True.
Now, I would love to stay at an Airbnb with 4 kitties.
Same.
4 new kitties?
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, my God.
That's really fun.
That sounds
all
great.
All the different personalities, the different quirks.
You get to learn them?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Oh, they'd love me.
Well, that's all the time we got for you, folks.
I think that's it there. Yeah. But thanks for tuning in. Let us know in the comments what you picked up. And I mean, I think that these are always helpful. I like hearing when I hear about things that people started doing differently or how they rewired their brain. I'm like, oh shit, I think I could do that too. And it really gives me a lot of ideas. That's why I read so many books. I love books. Just change my perspective on things.
You're just making,
I love shit.
Listenership is just fucking dying off.
I'm sorry.
I love books. Hi, everybody. I love books. I love filing.
I like math.
I got a filing cabinet. I like to file.
I do like math. I did math like all day yesterday.
All right. We gotta end this. Oh my God.
When you do math about your personal finances and like you start like getting excited about like turning it into a different direction. Like if you're like, oh shit, we're spending way too much on this. Like it gets exciting.
We also do a very cool thing on our podcast or on our Patreon called Shit They Don't Tell You After Dark, where we talk about things that are going on in our personal lives right now that are super deep.
That we didn't really know about before because it was some shit they didn't tell us. And but Nikki, we don't know about it yet to tell you publicly.
And Nikki might be doing a segment soon on our Patreon called I Like Math with Nikki Lima.
Yeah, and we just do math.
So look forward to that.
It's a niche. It's a niche that's not been hit very hard.
People are excited about it.
Hasn't been trending lately.
We also have the coolest Discord community ever on there. So.
We do. Patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI, if you want that bonus content. And we do live streams every month.
Yep.
As
well. We'll see you. So, that's it
see
for today.
We'll
see you next time.
I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.